John Schneider, manager of the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. John, thanks so much for joining us again. First of all, congratulations on being named manager of the year in the Eastern League. Congratulations on making the playoffs. They begin today against Trenton. But this item that just passed our desk, tell me a little bit about Max Pentecost's August. And because I got to tell you, I didn't forget about Max Pentecost because, you know, I've spoken to him and I'm aware of him in the organization. But there's just so much going on here. And then all of a sudden I show up here and I'm finding out that the Eastern League Player of the Month in August is Max Pentecost. How did that happen?
Thanks for having me, Jeff and Kev. Appreciate it. And thank you for the congratulations, first and foremost. It was kind of just, you know, I think we all knew this was Max. This is kind of the Max that we were hoping for. And it was just a lot of work. You know, it was a frustrating season for him offensively for the first 5 months. And to his credit, made a few adjustments just to kind of see the ball a little bit better. He kind of incorporated a toe tap, a la another good hitter who was in New Hampshire for a little bit of time this year.
Who's that, John?
That'd be Vladdy.
Oh.
Yeah, that guy.
Oh, yeah,
he's all right. But it was he just kind of was putting himself in position to see the ball better, get his best swing off more consistently. And it kind of just snowballed, you know. He was awesome. It was fun to watch. It was kind of, once he started rolling, it was just, I put him in the three hole and he kept going. So the improvements he made, phenomenal. And he's a dude, you know, he's really talented. And I think that for him to end the year on this note, it's great for us, obviously, down the stretch. And it's great for him personally, kind of going into the offseason and next year. So really happy for Max and happy he stayed healthy throughout the whole year. When all is said and done in the playoffs, we'll have over 80 games caught this year as opposed to the 20 he did last year. So it's been really cool.
John, what's your role now that the season's over when the playoffs start? It's different for you, right? Now it's not really about developing, is it? Is it more about, you know, we're trying to win this thing a little bit? It's not, you know, you don't want to always try and win in the minor leagues because it's not what it's about, not especially not the level you're at. But now you get a little, have a little fun, right, and roll out there your best lineup and actually match up a little bit. Is that what's going to take place here?
No doubt. Yeah, this is the fun part. You know, this is the, you know, kind of all bets are off. You got, you know, we put together the roster for this series, which we thought was going to be the best matchup against Trent for what they throw out there. Mm-hmm. And it's fun. Like you said, you match up, you throw out your best guys and made the best team win. So really, we talked yesterday, we had a little workout. There's no real added pressure. The pressure, you know, is over. This is just go compete, go have fun, go play for your team. And hopefully when it's all said and done, you celebrate a couple times.
Yeah, John, who made the biggest stride this year on your team?
I mean, there's so many guys, man. You look at Max, what he did the last year. You look at Kevin Biggio. I mean, MVP, Rookie of the Year. I mean, the transformation he did to his overall game is just, it's hard to put into words what he's done this year. And from a pitching standpoint, you know, Jordan Romano, TJ Zoik, it kind of, John Harris turned his career around with a new delivery and had 12 wins on the year. So there was a lot of cool stuff going on. But I think if you're going to pick one, it's kind of, you know, it's Biggio. You know, to lead the league in homers and end up with 99 RBIs, 100 walks.
Wow.
20 bags. You know, it was a really cool thing to watch him do it this year.
And, you know, one of the things when you look at Kevin Biggio's numbers, and just from what you said and from what other people in the organization have said, I think one of the things that excite people so much about this is there are baseball skills and there's baseball stuff that translate, right? And an eye at the plate should translate. You can take that with you to AAA. You can take that with you to the majors.
No doubt. It's funny, you know, he's almost he's saying it, but he's probably got a better, you know, better command of the zone than the umpires at this level, you know. So it's,
you can say it.
You know, you know, I've never been one to be real fond of umpires anyway. So
getting live.
It's that's going to play. I think it's going to be. It's almost like as he goes up and he sees more pitches, you know, the walks obviously go up, the production goes up. So, that definitely will translate, and hopefully it translates at the highest level.
Yeah. Now, John, you see, you mentioned TJ Zoik, and you. The first thing that pops out to me is his height. He's 6'7".
Yeah.
Well, what's been the biggest challenges that you've seen because of that, or is there any?
No, there definitely is. Good question. He's a big dude, and it's just kind of maintaining his delivery. You know, it can fall off to the first base side a little bit. But when he's on it, you know, when he's staying in line and in his delivery, it's power sink. It's efficient with his pitches. You look up and you're in the seventh and he's at 65 pitches. So it's the biggest thing is just delivery, you know, because he's so big and you got to make sure that that's on point. And if it is, it's usually a pretty good outing for him.
John, what does this say about this group that Vladdy Jr. can leave this team, go to AAA, be promoted, and you guys still go to the playoffs? Because, again, we know it's a business and everything, and guys are in this to make money. But, you know, a team loses a guy that many people consider to be one of the best players they've seen. I don't care what level, I don't care what sport you are, there's a chance that there's going to be some sort of pullback. But here you are, you go into the playoffs. What does that say about this group? The guys that stayed around?
I think, honestly, it says a lot. And it's, you know, I've been asked that question a lot this year. And, you know, Vladdy, for as good as he is, and he's so infectious in the clubhouse, it was tough when he wasn't here, whether it was the injury or when he went to Buffalo. But, you know, you look at the Constants, you look at the Biggios and the Pentecosts and the Bo Bichettes and the, you know, the Jordan Romanos, the guys in the, you know, on the pitching staff that were here, it was kind of easy to, you know, keep rolling, you know. And I think the biggest thing that we tried to do, me personally and the whole coaching staff here, was to kind of create that environment where it was safe and it was fun and the guys liked being here. Because you could predict a little bit what was going to happen with the talent we had and probable promotions and moves and things like that. So we wanted it to be just kind of a constant thing throughout the year, no matter who was here. And, you know, we feel happy about the way it turned out. So it's a lot of credit. A lot of credit goes to the guys. It goes to the guys that were here every day. That played together last year and did it again this year. So it's been fun to watch.
John, we're going to let you scoot. Go get him tonight. Good luck in the playoffs. Cool. And again, congratulations, man.
Yeah, good luck.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
Yeah, see ya.